We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmy head boys basketball coach Justin Meyer. And, Coach, let's talk about, I know we talked to you a few weeks ago, so let's just kind of summarize for me up until the Christmas break. I know a lot of changes going on, but you guys were actually to get quite a few games in. Some schools got far less, but you guys got quite a few in. So talk about that, Coach, and just kind of summarize the first part to the Christmas break for me.
Kind of lucky that there was a couple of days where we maybe had 2-hour delays where we were able to get games in. Shoot, I was looking at some teams in Western Iowa, and there was a couple that I saw. I think Newell Fonda had 2 games before Christmas break, and we were able to get 7 in, so that was good. You know, it was one of those that just where we're at with the team, as a team, kind of we talked a lot about just the outcomes of wins and losses right now. You know, we're kind of stacking up losses, and it's not to do with anything with effort. It's just that's just where we're at with the team. So one thing that I really like going into Christmas break is I kind of felt like our energy level was down going into Christmas break, but coming out of Christmas break, we had some really, really good practices. And I really like where our kids are at and our boys are at mentally coming out of break. And I'm really excited about the next part of the year because the thing is, Christmas break is kind of the halfway point of our season, but we still have over half a week left. So, you know, it's just about 3 games every single week here going forward, which is a lot of really, really good opportunities for us to get our first win.
Coach, tell me about some things that you guys did, and you said you saw some good signs over the break. That's awesome to hear. Talk about what you guys did and then kind of what you saw.
Yeah, it was just one of those things that we were able to kind of get back to some fundamentals. It's just in the season, it's really, really tough to kind of like get shots up while at the same time working on your offense, working on your defense. So there's a couple of days over break where we're able to just do a lot of good shooting, just kind of some of those fundamental things that you kind of work on at the beginning of the year, but then as you get in kind of the dog days where you have game after game after game, you're just not able to do, so we're able to do a little bit more of that, and then we were just able to really just simplify our offense, and I think that we've gotten a lot more offensive movement from that, and we've gotten a lot We're getting a lot better shots on the practice floor. And then our first game coming out against West Hancock, we were able to get a lot better looks from some of that offensive movement, and I'm really excited about that. That and then our communication got a lot better. We really focused on the defensive end, just getting back to the basics and communicating on defense, and we did a much better job over those holiday breaks practices.
And, Coach, we're going to talk about that West Hancock game here in just a moment. But first, you know, it's got to make you feel proud as a coach, just exactly what you mentioned a moment ago, where you guys work on things over the break and then your kids come back and execute that. That's got to be a nice thing as a coach.
Oh, absolutely. And it's one of those things that I'm really proud of. Our guys are still looking forward. It's really easy just where we're at as a basketball team. You know, we went winless last year. We haven't won a game yet this year. It's really easy to kind of get in that, like, okay, well, these practices don't matter. The outcome's already set for us moving forward. But, no, our boys are really, really excited about the opportunity to win a basketball game here moving forward, and they're really doing a good job of still being coachable, still being positive. It's been – This break was really good for us to kind of just take a step away for a little bit and then come back and be re-energized.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, your guys' first game before break was against or after break, I should say, was against West Hancock. That game, you guys got it at home. You guys have had a few games there at home, and they're able to get past you 67-33. Coach, tell me about the game a little bit.
That we really played well in spurts, and honestly, it just came down to West Hancock made shots and we did not. And on top of that, we turned the ball over a little bit too much, and that's one of those things that we really have to focus on in practice. We really have to focus on trying to put the ball in the basket. You know, it kind of seems like that mid-30s is kind of our plateau, our glass ceiling right now. We really have to break through that, get up into the 40s. there, and turning the ball over is one of those things that we just can't do. I know that Wes Hancock, I think I looked at some of the stats afterwards, they scored about 30 points off of turnovers. Really in the half court, when we get set up in our half court defense, we play really, really well. The problem is when we turn the ball over and have live ball turnovers, we just can't get back, transition back fast enough to get set up in our half court defense. So it leads to a lot of points for them that way. And West Hancock, they're a good team. We came out and did some good things. I was really excited about that. Ty Franklin had his best game probably of his career, scored 20. We had Brian Duran has had knee issues, had knee surgery during football season. He came back for us. That's going to be a big lift. It definitely showed some signs of some improvement coming forward for sure.
And, Coach, you guys did not play a game last night, but you guys do play again today as you'll go non-conference crossover to the East as you guys will host Osage today. You've had some time to work on the Green Devils, Coach. You haven't played since that game against West Hancock. So what have you guys done to prepare for Osage?
Yeah, Osage, they're a team that can put five athletes on the floor at all times. They play a lot of man. It's just one of those things that we kind of went through some of our man offense sets, got some shots up, and yeah, it's really going to come down to, for us, it's going to come down to, can we make shots and can we limit our turnovers, is really those two things. So that's really what we're going to focus on when it comes to that. Osage is a good team. It'll be a good test because, honestly, I'm excited to see a team that runs a lot of man against us because we've kind of gotten into this, a lot of teams that run a lot of zone. So just seeing a little bit something different on the offensive end will be nice just to see how we handle that.
And then after that, Coach, you guys have Bishop Garrigan, Lake Mills, Eagle Grove, Garner Hayfield, Ventura, and then you'll go back non-conference with AGWSR. So what do you want to see in those contests? It'll be pretty quick schedule, almost NBA style, as you guys will be playing just about every night.
Yeah, and really what we're looking for there is just focusing on the things that we can control, making sure that we do right. And again, I'm going to harp a lot on just making sure that we limit our turnovers, defensively communicate. It's one of those things that we just have to kind of take it one game at a time. If we get caught up in everything, sometimes we have a tendency to dwell on things that have already happened and there's really nothing that we can do about that. So it's really just about making sure that we focus on those little things and focus on what we can control moving forward.
Alrighty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time. I really do appreciate you talking with us this morning. We wish the Belmont Clemmie Broncos the best of luck over the next couple weeks, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks, Coach.
Thanks, Aaron.
That's Belmont Clemmie head boys basketball coach, Justin Meyer.